Hi, this is Jack Healy of the Human Rights Action Center. Today in the mail, I got an email. I got a wonderful note from one of the musicians that I highly, highly respect. And he told me to keep using my voice. At the same time, I got a letter from a friend who said practically the same thing and how important my voice might be. So it's in that sense that tonight I want to just, in fact, give a speech that I was going to give when I was asked somewhere in Portugal at some human rights event. Anyway, one thing or another didn't work out, but so I'll go over that speech as if I was giving it, and you can hear my voice, I think, and it's what today my two friends who wrote me want me to do, and I think it's a good idea. Any good doctor wants to lower the pain level of the patient. Any good government wants to do the same, and certainly every human rights worker wants to do the same. The musician hunts for the perfect riff, the poet the exact word, the painter for the correct color, the mother for the perfect child, the politician for the perfect coalition for victory, and thus we too, we human rights people, we believe we should hunt for the perfect world. And should not governments then provided their citizens a good and safe living. I say primarily to the young tonight, but anybody who's a voter, and hopefully everyone's registering. Is this idea too large for us today? Is this too large for us Americans today, is the question, and that's why I repeat it. Do we consider the explosions and the killings and the disappearances and the torture and feel all too diminished to do anything at all? Do we think our spirits lag from looking at the face of evil provided by government over and over and over? Last century, more than 150 million people were killed by governments. This country's off to a fast start in the same direction. Are you ready for a turnaround? Are you ready to go to work to do exactly that? Yes. I say to you, can we create a human rights movement all over the world to protect all of us at the same time? Can we do it? One of the people who did it was, his name was Peter Benenson, a British barrister, the founder of Amnesty International. He heard about two students in Portugal who toasted to freedom next to two generals, and two generals want them, and heard this toast to freedom, and they sentenced those kids to a long-term jail sentence. And Benenson heard about it, and he wrote a letter to the French newspaper Le Monde, and the response was so magnificent that it created the world of Amnesty International, where the citizens, as well as the diplomats, as well as the ambassadors, could participate in government and expose corruption and human rights abuses of all kinds. We cannot leave that to government, was his theory. People power was his game, his vision, and his love. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did what a civil war could not do. 500,000 dead all over the United States could not provide a just future. The Civil War ended in a stalemate with Jim Crow rising in the South. But a smallish, brilliant preacher with little power and little money moved the mountain into the valley and got a fair playing field for all of us. One voice, often jailed for the sound of that voice, but he really brought integration to America, at least as far as it could go at that time. What was the secret of these two men to be able to shake the mightiest nation in the sleeping world, daughter the pain level of millions of people, and free tens of thousands from dirty, filthy jails? Was it their personality? Was it their ability to organize? Others have preceded these pain levelers. Gandhi, Havel, Sakharov, Roberto Manchu, Mandela. Do we find answers by exploring their individual and collective genius? My answer is no. Clearly and completely no. The answers that are needed are simple. I believe that. We can chase the torture out of those dark jails and prosecute the violators in all countries, including the United States. We can send drones and planes with food and water rather than the vaporizing of innocent victims. We can find ways for torture victims to come back to a full life and their violators then sitting in jail where they belong. Can we demand that the disappearance of tens of thousands of people must stop immediately, or is being brought before the International Criminal Court of Law? And the United States, by the way, should join in support of the International Criminal Court. Famine could be a forgotten word with political organizing of governments, north, south, east, and west. I know I sound like a fool, another utopian seeker. A silly human rights worker, actually. I know. I hear the laughter, the mocking, and the sneers. But I hope there's not a tiredness in our system. I hope we are not feeling tired and worn. For I stand before you as a fool, but a fool who has marched with Dr. King so that Americans can feel a little better about our nation. I worked for Peter Benenson and got human rights onto the table of every government in the world. I live next door to the great Chris Hani of the African National Congress and joined the African National Congress in destroying apartheid. Yes, this little body of mine in front of you is but a drop of water in the river of consciousness, but it has changed the world. These episodes I've told you of can be episodic if we stay focused on the past victories. But what can all of us, yes, every citizen in the world, can do to this day to help others all around the world, as well as their nation and their world? I say read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Take it to heart. Make it come alive in your lifetime. Do not, as governments have, hide it away to gather dust and neglect. Demand that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is put into every passport of every government. It is the best document written for all of us. Free it, move it, live it, and print it. This is Jack Healy in Washington, D.C. Thank you for listening.